Hello and welcome, everybody. It's 9:30 a.m. here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. This is Press TV's World News. Local sources in Syria's eastern province of Deir al-Zawr say villagers and members of the Shaitan tribes have now joined the army in its fight against the ISIL Tekfiri militants. The tribesmen and villagers formed a new unit named the Popular Resistance Front. The move comes in the wake of the ISIL atrocities against local people, especially tribesmen in Deir al-Zawr. Shaitan tribes, which live along the Euphrates River, joined the armed opposition against the Syrian government in recent years, but they switched sides after the ISIL killed over 900 of their members. Reports say the Tekfiri insurgents kidnapped women and children, beheaded and crucified young men, and hanged those who opposed the ISIL's self-proclaimed caliphate. And for more on that, we're joined by Syrian activist and political commentator Mimi Alham, joining us from Australia. Ms. Alham, welcome to the program. First of all, tell us about the indications of local tribes now joining on the fight against the ISIL Tekfiri militants.
Well, in fact, the Syrian military had been leafleting in the area over the last few months, saying to the people of Deir ez-Zor that, you know, the army is coming, the army is going to protect you, and signaling to them that they should rise up against ISIS. And I think the Shaitan tribe over the years have learned that the outside forces of the United States, NATO, and the Gulf Arab states don't have the best intentions for Syria. They've realized that the only people that can protect their interests are the Syrian army. And unfortunately, they realized that after losing 700 of their tribes members by ISIS hands in a terrible massacre, which ISIS actually released in a film, which they then claimed were members of the Syrian army. So this is actually, recently also a mass grave of 200 tribesmen was also found, which was reported in Deir ez-Zor. So this is why they're now finally joining the Syrian army in the fight against the threat against Syria.
And let's also focus on the policies that the United States has in Syria. Those policies include arming and funding anti-Assad militants, which has raised question about whether they can control whether these assistance and funding falls into the hands of which side of the militants. It's like kind of a hypocrisy as to labeling the good and bad terrorists in continuation with the conflict in Syria.
Well, it seems like the good terrorists are the terrorists that accept influence of the United States, and the bad terrorists are the ones that are outright rejecting United States influence, but, you know, perhaps under the table they are still being somehow influenced. ISIS is, of course, still being backed by Turkey, and there's been many reports showing that Turkey has been allowing them across the border. They're showing no indication of fighting against ISIS, and they're allowing ISIS back into Turkey for medical treatment. And of course, Turkey is a NATO member, so this is happening under the nose of the United States. The aid recently that was given to Harakat Hazm, which the US said was the most vetted and most moderate of the Syrian rebel groups, they gave them Tau missiles, have ended up in the hands of Jabhat al-Nusra, another al-Qaeda faction in Syria. This happened in Idlib, in Aleppo, and it sort of went on under the radar of most of the mainstream American media, because obviously it's a great act of treason when you're giving arms to people that then give those arms to ISIS. And then you have multiple occasions where those same moderate rebels, many factions of them, have defected to ISIS and Jabhat al-Nusra, taking the aid and the weapons given to them and the money given to them by the United States to al-Qaeda. So obviously there's never been a defection from the Syrian army to al-Qaeda, but there's a lot of interconnection between the moderate rebels and al-Qaeda groups, and they frequently fight alongside each other. Even ISIS has at one point told Al Jazeera that they're buying weapons from the FSA. What the FSA just seems to be, and the only difference between the moderate rebels and the Al-Qaeda rebels, is that they are less driven by the religious ideology as they are more
Right.
driven by monetary gains. And that's what is basically, they're just corrupt mercenaries.
Thank you very much. That was Syrian activist and political commentator Mimi Alaa joining us from Australia.